As we heard, U-2 spy planes have been flying for the U.S. military since the 1950s, several of them under the steady hand of now-retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Tony Bevacqua. We called to ask him, what's it like to pilot a U-2?
Well, it's boring, except during takeoff and sometimes during landing, particularly if you have distractions such as turbulence, that sort of thing. It's not the easiest plane to land, and after flying 6, 8, 10 hours, you're pretty tired.
When you say it's boring to fly these planes, what do you mean?
Well, you're flying high and slow and all alone, and you could have a problem staying awake at times, but you're on the autopilot, you have star tracking, but it's a boring flight, and you're just watching your instruments and watching where you are.
You said that the takeoff and the landing can be difficult in this plane.
No, the takeoff is a spectacular thing. I don't think it's too difficult. You have those two pogos, we call them. They're spring steel wheels that are under each wing. And as soon as you are starting takeoff roll, your wings lift and the pogos drop out.
When you say the wheels drop out, you don't drop the wheels off the plane. I mean, they fold up inside it somewhere, don't they?
Not the ones that are under each wing.
Oh, those little things out on the ends of the wings.
Well, it's about the middle of the wings.
Oh.
On the end of the wings are skids, so that when you land, it's a very high-strength alloy steel that after you land, one wing's normally heavier than the other, and then it just skids along on the cement and doesn't harden the wing at all. And then
are you saying when you land this plane, the wings are skidding?
After you've landed, then one wing will drop, and it will skid along the cement.
It does sound like these would be kind of tricky. Have you ever crashed one of these things?
Crashed one? No.
No?
Not with a landing, no. But I'll tell you, you can't ram it onto the runway at high speeds. It won't stay on. It'll either skip or bounce. And you get into big trouble that way.
Is this the trickiest airplane to land that you've ever flown?
Oh, sure.
It
sure is. Would be. And with those long wings, you don't need any crosswinds. In fact, if you have more than a 15-knot direct crosswind, you're using more than 3/4 of rudder to stay straight, and you'll probably be going to an alternate airfield.
Colonel Bevacqua, is the U-2 among pilots like yourself, and you must be, at least when you were on active duty, you must have been in the most elite group of pilots in the world, I would think.
Well, for that kind of an airplane, for sure.
I just wonder, Colonel, if flying the U-2 is considered to be, that's it, that you can't do anything tougher than that.
It depends on your mindset. You talk to fighter pilots, and they'll love the fighters, and they wouldn't be caught dead in a U-2. Then there's those who really want to fly something that is unique, and they'd love to fly the U-2. There are people that can't handle the pressure suit. You can't do any kind of acrobatics, and it's built strictly for reconnaissance and surveillance.
Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Tony Bevacqua, former U-2 pilot. Tony, thank you.
You're welcome.